Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, concerned about drought. Back on that today in just a moment.
It is morning in America. Let's say it's a Wednesday. The first Wednesday of the month, to be more specific. Soon, alarms will go off in communities across this great land, as happens on the first Wednesday of every month. It is a test. There is no emergency. Or is there? Could this actually be a siren call to the cattle industry throughout this great land that bovine viral diarrhea virus, commonly known as BVDV, indeed represents an emergency? And now one strain, type 1B, grows into an even greater threat. Day by day, week by week, first Wednesday of the month by first Wednesday of the month, type 1B threatens every animal's performance. Ask your veterinarian about incorporating Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP into your protocols. They are the only vaccines specifically labeled for today's most prevalent BVDV strain and provide relentless protection. Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP available every day, not just Wednesdays.
Even with the moisture of this last week, we've got much of the state of Oklahoma and up into Kansas and parts of Texas as well now in drought, or at least abnormally dry. And Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that is a big, big concern.
If you look at the regions that have been in drought, so the Southwest, going back to 2020, really the lower sort of Intermountain, Southern Rockies region from Colorado south and west. And then in the last year, the Northern Plains were severely impacted. And as you say, then drought has developed over the winter here in the Southern Plains. And if you look at the climate predictions, latest outlook from now until April at least, potential development in the Central Plains. So if you put all of that together, it means a couple things. One is we got some data in January on hay stocks for December, which is really kind of going into the winter. And, if you look at that Northern Plains region, Montana, Wyoming, North and South Dakota, hay stocks on December 1st were down 40% on a year-over-year basis. So they're obviously just about out of rope. They, did destock last year. That region had a significant herd liquidation. Face a lot more if things don't change. The Southwest has been in drought for a couple of years. If you add the Southern Plains to it, Texas and Oklahoma, and potentially Kansas and Nebraska, we could be talking about the drought impacting over 50% of the beef cow herd this year. And that would certainly have major impacts on cull cow markets this year. It would change a lot of feeder cattle timing, if not number so much. And it has a lot of implications for the next several years if we see that magnitude of impacts.
For producers already dealing with drought or anticipating worse conditions, what's the plan?
Even though it's still kind of wintertime, we've got a ways to go. We've got plenty of time to fix it. That's up to Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. But I think it's not too early for producers to begin thinking about how are you going to deal with this situation if that worst-case scenario comes about. We certainly aren't predicting that at this point. We certainly hope that doesn't happen. But I think it's not too early to go ahead and inventory your resources in terms of hay stocks, potentially any standing forage you might have available. Look at your cow herd situation. Start making a list of the order in which you would have to make decisions in terms of culling kinds of things if that should happen. Those are very emotional and tough decisions, and it helps a lot to have a plan in place to help guide you and sort of keep you making decisions in a timely fashion if we get into those situations where we have to do some very painful kinds of management adjustments.
And Daryl, I guess one of the keys right now for producers that are our stocker operators, they need to be right now looking at adjusting stocker rates and have that plan in place, right?
Absolutely. In terms of the winter stockers, we've already got a lot of struggles with wheat pasture. We've mm-hmm. moved some cattle off already. We won't have as many wheat pasture cattle. As we think ahead to summer stockers, those producers just have to sort of stay nimble in the idea that maybe they just won't be able to run the normal kinds of things. If they have both cow-calf and stocker, that stocker component can be the way that they try to maybe preserve forage resources for the cow herd by not engaging in those stocker things. So, again, all of those things will change the timing of feeder cattle production and ultimately then on feedlot production. So we could see a lot of impacts as we go through the year in 2022 if this drought situation does not improve.
Dr. Daryl Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, February 24th, live from Embassy Suites on South Meridian Avenue in Oklahoma City. It'll be seen on Dish Network's Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 46,870 head, over 16,000 feeder steers, over 11,000 feeder heifers, 11,000 weaned calves as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.